Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Granson is with us. In case you're not familiar with Joe, Joe is one of the premier musical icons here in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. He has a performing band. As a matter of fact, you'll be performing very shortly here, won't you? In reference to Johnny Mercer?
I sure will.
Yeah.
I sure will.
We'll talk about Johnny Mercer because, in preparation for this brief conversation, I discovered some things about Johnny Mercer that I just took for granted. I love his music, and I'm sure you do too. Anyone who's a musician or a music lover has to be familiar with Johnny Mercer's work, mm-hmm. with his work, even if they're not familiar with the artist himself. Mercer, who hails from Savannah, Georgia, he's a Southerner, mm-hmm. a great Southerner, but his music is universal. It went everywhere. Mercer's lyrics had a different kind of appeal to a larger audience. What do you think of that, Joe?
Well, I think I agree with you. I mean, the way he wrote, it, to me, is timeless.
That's the word.
I mean, obviously, he wrote lyrics that were more conducive of the day, but the meaning behind them is timeless. And, I was first introduced. First of all, he wrote over 5,000 songs, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And when we do this concert coming up, we're only going to do half of them. So
2,500. Some of the songs he wrote were so memorable. They weld themselves into you. They brand themselves.
You can't get them out of your head.
Yeah, like one of my favorites. You remember the song Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Laura, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That is the face.
Face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down.
Have you ever sang that? You sing also, Joe. Have you sang Laura?
I haven't sang that, but I play it. When I started singing, one of the songs I learned was I'm Old Fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first songs I ever learned to sing.
And that's a Mercer
song. That's a Mercer song.
Yeah.
And from that point on, I fell in love with finally knowing what these songs were about that I had been playing my mm-hmm. whole life. You know, Autumn Leaves, you know, whatever it was, whatever standard it was.
Yeah.
But after that, I really wanted to learn more about these lyrics and about these guys and gals that wrote these words, you know. And mm-hmm. Johnny Mercer just always came up as one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You know, all the songs that he wrote that I sing, I can relate to. Trumpet's my first love, but it takes on a whole new meaning now that if I'm playing a standard, I know what it's about.
Yeah, Lester Young. Not Lester Young, but was it Lester Young?
Yeah, it was Lester Young. I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to what I'm headed with? He said the same thing, you know, to play a song and really understand it
mm-hmm.
and to feel it, you should know the lyrics. He used to tell other instrumentalists that, you know, if you're going to play Skylark, for instance.
Johnny Mercer?
Yes, Johnny Mercer. Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but mm-hmm. that's one of those songs that gets to you, man, Skylark. And to play that, to know the lyrics, you can play it better.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist?
I mean, you know the story behind it. If you're going to do a movie role, you know, you got to know everything about the screenplay, about the character. You can't just read the words, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really important. And for the young instrumentalists out there, the young jazz musicians out there, learn the words to a few songs and then play them. It takes on a whole new meaning. One of the real hip things about this show that I'm very excited about is I got a phone call from Kevin Fleming, who's the popular music and culture archivist at the Special Collections and Archives at the GSU Library. And he and some other folks have discovered a couple of Johnny Mercer songs that have never been published, that have never been performed, never had arrangements written for them. And he called me and he said, would you be interested in premiering a few of these at the show coming up on February 28th? And so, I was excited. I couldn't believe it. So I took Wes Funderburk, my arranger, with me. We went down there, had a meeting with Kevin, and he pulled out these lead sheets and this cassette tape with Johnny Mercer sitting at the piano playing these songs that nobody's ever heard before. And Kevin said, you know, pick a couple of them, Joe, and Wes can arrange them and you guys can do them on the concert, you know? So I picked one called My Crazy Old Subconscious. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great song. It's just, you know, it should be a standard itself, and maybe it will be at some point, you know? And the other one is called You Can't Lose. So I think that's very hip for me as a jazz musician to stand up on stage in front of an audience and premiere two songs that have never been heard before by the public that Johnny Mercer wrote. I mean, that's like one of the thrills of my life.
That's a historic event. When is the concert? Tell us about that briefly, you know, right quick.
February 28th, Friday night, the Rialto Theater, celebration of his music, starring Carmen Bradford, Georgia State University Big Band under the direction of Dr. Gordon Vernick. I can't wait, man. I'm so stoked about it.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing.